This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Frida Liu, and of course, it's open for business. If you ever thought running one business was hard, try running multiple businesses, all connected to each other and all in different spaces. So today we're speaking to someone who does exactly that, Dato' Marco Siau, Managing Director and Co-Founder of Bayou Lagoon Park Resort Melaka. He's here in the studio with me to discuss how he got started on this. He's got a water park, a convention center, resort-style service apartments, a retail center all at the same time, and I think there are more things up his sleeves in just a moment. So welcome, Dato' Marco.
Thank you, Freda. Good morning. Good morning, BFM.
I know that you started, you're second generation, your father was in property.
That's correct.
And you embarked on this in 2007.
That's correct.
It's a what were you thinking about this when you got that piece of land?
We were introduced to that land. So as you know, our background is developers, so we thought that this would be a good opportunity for us to diversify and also to have some recurring income. So at that time, it is still now, Melaka is a state of is a tourism state. So we thought this would be a good opportunity for us to explore something different.
Hmm. Yeah. And you're not from Melaka?
No, I'm not. I'm from Klang.
So you've gone into Melaka. So why so the first thing you started was the water park?
Yeah, we started with a water park with the first block of the service apartment.
Okay, yeah. So why were you thinking of the water park? Just as a place for kids and all that?
We figured that we need a water park as a main attraction, because if we only have the service apartment, we figure that it would not be a main pulling factor for the tourists to come. Hmm. So the water park would be a good attraction for the tourists with young family to come, so they can stay and play at the same time.
And was there other water parks there already?
There was. I think there are two or three.
Oh, yeah. The two or three. Okay.
But it's a bit different because our water park is attached with the apartments, with the resort itself. So you don't really have to drive out from your hotel to the water park. You literally just walk down to the lobby and just right in front of you.
Okay, yeah. So you don't have to travel. Correct. And but you're also very close to the town center.
It's about 15 minutes away. Yeah.
Okay, so when you were doing this, right? I guess it's quite seasonal. Like when you think about this, it's very family oriented, right?
Correct. This is actually quite a seasonal business because we are usually packed on a weekend. So weekdays is a bit slow. So we have challenges on the weekdays. Mm-hmm.
What do you do in terms of trying to get traffic in on weekdays?
Well, we will target the GITs. We will get those...
GITs are...
Group inclusive tours, mm-hmm. like those inbound travel series from China. Besides that, we do try to get sales from the corporate seminars, government seminars. Mm. So these are the good ones to help us fill in the occupancy on weekdays.
Okay, so this is the sort of thing like, okay, and then weekend is guaranteed, it's almost always full.
With the family... Almost full.
Singaporeans.
Singaporeans, locals, yeah.
Okay. How much space does this whole area occupy?
It's about 20 acres.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And you've occupied all of that already?
No, we still left about 5 acres that is, in the future, is supposed to develop for another 2 blocks of service apartment. But right now, because the market is a bit...
Soft.
So we hold on first. So right now, what we do is, with the 5 acres of land, we add more attractions like... bumper car, roller coaster, and team building facilities.
Okay, so now you've got your water park.
Correct.
You have a convention center.
Correct.
So the convention center, how large is it?
It's over 23,000 square feet. So you can hold a wedding, let's say a wedding dinner, 150 tables, 1,500 packs. Oh. So we do that. We do have wedding. We do have wedding functions and MLM functions, even exhibitions.
So that kind of thing. So
correct.
150 tables. So 1,500 of your very close friends can
correct.
Come to your wedding. And of course, in terms of your retail style service apartments, how many rooms are we talking about?
Right now, we have 488 keys. Mm-hmm. So in terms, but inside, we have studio. We have three types mainly. So we have studio type, 2-bedroom apartment, and 3-bedroom apartment. So in terms of keys, we have 488 keys. Mm-hmm. But in terms of rooms, about 800.
Okay.
Yeah.
So and then also shops as well, retail center?
The retail center, we have like Magic Art Museum inside.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So the Magic Art Museum is about, we have 55 paintings inside. So it's
how
like
how does it work? Yeah.
It's like a 3D pictures. Mm-hmm. So when you take the pictures, it looks really real from certain angles. So it's one of our popular, most popular product besides the water park lah.
Okay.
In our resort.
So the business hotel is gonna on hold for now.
It's in the future plan.
In the future plan. Correct, so correct. And you are sort of evaluating, looking how the market is before you embark on on it. So when you 2007, how did it open? In what stage did it open?
Well, when we first got approached for this land, it was 2007, so it was an empty land. So so when we figured out that we wanted to do this resort, so we embarked on this concept called sell and lease back. Mm-hmm. So we actually sell the these units to the property investors and lease back for us to manage with a certain percentage of returns.
Okay,
to them.
When you graduated with a degree in economics,
correct.
And then your father was in the business. Did you want to take over the business? Did you want to do something in this space or not?
Well, it was from the young that he gave me the idea that eventually I would come back and help him, come back and help him. So when we came back, when I came back from Australia, from University of Sydney, when I graduated, I didn't immediately go into the family business. So I started as a sales consultant for a software company.
Okay.
Then after that, I went to a hardware trading company. So from there, I learned some skills, some business skills, sales, especially the sales skills that I could use later. So after these two jobs only, I went to my father's company and we started immediately on this this project.
Are the brothers and sisters involved in the business?
Yeah, I have one sister that's involved in the developer company now.
And the rest are not?
No.
Okay, yeah. only are you the eldest son?
No. I'm the eldest son, but I'm the fourth one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, so the girls first,
yes,
and then the elder son.
Yes,
all right.
Yes,
so,
yes.
And was it an unwritten rule that the son must take over the business?
yeah, you can say so. Right. Unwritten rule. Yeah.
Unwritten rule. Yeah, you have to come back. I'm here with Dato' Marco Sia from Bayou Lagoon Park Resort. I will talk a little bit about his future plans, what he's learned over the last 12 years. 12 years. In just a moment, you're listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Banana from Malaysia. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
You're listening to Open for Business. I'm Frida Liu. I'm here speaking to Dato' Marco Sia, Managing Director and Co-Founder of Bayou Lagoon Park Resort, something that he embarked on in 2007. And then, of course, it's been now 12 years in the making. In terms of looking at pricing and all that, how do you determine the right pricing, for your place?
First of all, the price has to be reflects on our type of property. I mean, there are a lot of competitions like hotels, budget hotels and whatnot. But I price my resorts rates to what kind of attractions I have and the values that we given.
Okay, so it ranges from, like if you talk about yourself.
Let's say from 200 plus onwards.
Okay. Uh-huh. It goes out a little bit over the weekends. Kind
correct.
Of thing.
It's a seasonal business. So weekend would be more expensive. Weekdays would be cheaper.
Okay. Uh-huh. No, and I guess what have you learned about yourself? Because this is the first time your family has gone into
correct.
A resort style.
Correct.
What have been some of the challenges in this business?
Our main challenges is, I think like many other businesses, is the people business, you know. I mean, we are really actually in the people business. So.
Yes.
Getting the right people into the right culture remains one of the challenges that we are facing now.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm trying to do now is actually to enhance our culture. I want to make it a workplace as a great culture where people would love to work here.
Okay.
You know, instead of just money motivation.
Mm. Uh-huh. And you are right now, how many staff do you have?
About 200.
Okay, and most and some foreigners as well.
Correct, that's correct.
We need the foreign workers.
We need them to balance out. We have locals, about 70% are locals, 30% are foreigners.
Okay. Uh-huh. And along the way, you know, what are some of the awards and, acknowledgements you've received?
I was awarded the top 100 most Influential Young Entrepreneur 2016. Mm-hmm. And last year, 2017, I got the APA Award, which is the Asia Pacific Entrepreneurship Award, alongside with Tan Sri Lim from Top Glove. And then last year, we got the my result got the APTTF for Best Family Retreat.
Okay. Right. Is this something that you actually go for, or, you know, you're just happy that you get it, that kind of thing, or how?
Yeah, of course, we're happy and then we're humble. But I think this awards actually makes us wanted to work harder instead of just stopping there. Mm-hmm. So it's a good recognition of our hard work, my team hard work. But it also remind us to actually we can do more to contribute back to the community and the industry.
Okay, I want to read an article that came out about you. And it says that, you know, when you go into business, you must work with your heart and passion.
Correct.
And understand the reason why and purpose you are in the business. So what is the reason and purpose you're in this business?
Well, for every business, of course, profit is one of the, is the major reason. But I think for me to go into this business is because I want to learn how the entrepreneurial journey is. Mm. Along the way, it would be good that if we can, I can learn to contribute back to the community. Mm. So we did a lot of like even CSR with the community, like we did Bubo Lambo with the local government to distribute the Bubo Lambo during Hari Raya Aidil Fitri, the Puasa month. Mm-hmm. Also, we invited some the underprivileged community to celebrate during Hari Raya. Mm-hmm. So I think it's important. Yes, profit is important, but it's more important to be a social responsible entrepreneur. I think that's the way to move forward.
Okay. You know, when you talk about the 12 years that you embarked on this journey, what some of the challenges, you know, or one challenge that you can remember, and how did you overcome it?
I think the main challenges for me
still
now
the
is still is the people. Sorry,
staff.
Yes, still is the people business, the staff turnover and whatnot. So, I couldn't say that I've overcome the challenge. I'm still trying to improve. So, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to make the culture fun. So, in the workplace, it's just not that people come just for the money and whatnot. I want people feel motivated to come over. So in order to do that, I think I need to really transform, because I am as a leader, I need to transform myself first. Mm. I need to be, as a leader, I need to be more like positive, you know, when people come, they say, wow, you know, the boss is here, you know, let's work, you know, instead of, oh, I'm afraid of the boss.
The boss,
you know? Siam. Yeah, that's right. I think also as a leader, I have to give inspiration to them, you know, to lead the right things to them. Uh-huh.
So, and I guess, like, you know, how do you then grow yourself, right? Because it's, you know, how do you then, you know, stay motivated or learn new skills as the owner of the place?
To stay motivated every day, I think it's important for us to stay healthy. Mm-hmm. So what I do is little things like I exercise every morning, like either go jogging or hiking, because once we exercise, we feel good.
Yes.
So we actually give a positive vibe to the whole day. Mm. And as I was learning experience, I think I joined a lot of those seminars and study tours. Like recently, I joined DMT study tour, Dato Michael Teo study tour. So it has been a great journey because the participants have been like sharing all their experience. That's where we learn experience from each other, you know. Mm. Every entrepreneur journey is unique.
Right.
You know? So from learning them, we thought that actually our journey is not that bad, you know. Yeah. We thought we had a bad time, but actually it's not as bad. So we can pick up a lot of learning points from the sharing experience.
Right.
So,
So you've got that, and then you're also part of EO, right?
Correct. Entrepreneur organization. Mm-hmm. So it's an international organization. So where entrepreneurs, we gather, like my forum, we have about 9 of us. So we gather every month and we sharing and updates, how's our status, how's our life experience, we share our lifeline.
Okay, so like with these 9 other people, everybody's from a different industry.
Correct. There's no conflict.
So then
that's how we were, because there's no conflict of interest.
Right.
So we are more willing to share more.
Yeah, because
yes.
if there's someone with the same interest, I'm not going to tell you my story.
Yeah, that's right, right.
So that's
there's
how
no conflict.
So that's how you're able to really just share and everything. And I think it covers everything, right? Even not just for the business aspect, but
personal family.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So our family members also we gather each other, so we know who are the forum members and. Mm. Yeah.
No, and I'm also reading from this. It says, when you're successful, remember to be grateful to those who have helped you and give back to those who need it. Who's helped you, apart from your father?
Well, apart from my father who's giving me advice, I think my family. My family has given me, support, my wife, my kids. They give me morally, mental support. And also my teammates, you know. Without my teammates in Bayou Lagoon, I'm nowhere. Where am I now? You know, they have been giving me the strength to work together as a team to move forward.
Okay, and if you were to, where do you go from here? When you look at what's happening, where do you go from here?
Where do I go from here?
Where's growth?
In order, I think for the growth of my organization now, especially for the resort. We need more. In the short term, of course, the occupancy can be higher, the occupancy rates can be higher and the average room rate can be higher. But in the long term, we are looking for growing more hotels, right. more chain of hotels right. in the region. We are in the midst of looking more land banks.
Okay. Uh-huh. So, okay, I've got a comment here, right? And a fair comment as well. It just says, Bayou needs to invest to improve the facilities and resort. It's gotten bad over the years. Toilets and rooms and apartments are dirty and beds are bad. Okay, this is a comment, okay. right? What are, you know, fair or not fair, you know, what do you do in terms of, you know, refurbishing the place and all that?
Okay, thanks for the feedback. In terms of refurbishment, we are looking to, because now, this year is already the 7th year of operation. Right. So we are looking to slowly upgrade the furnitures
right.
because of wear and tear, this and that. Mm-hmm. So we are studying the cost and looking for those contractors and
right.
so like, in the midst of doing it.
So in a hotel scenario though, what is normally the case for in terms of refurbishing? What do hotels ideally should do? What, every 6-7 years? Is that the time?
Yeah, that's about the time. Every 6-7 years.
Okay.
Probably a small refurbishment, not the major one.
Right. So but then they're always looking at improvements in different areas. So this year, someone's just asked, so you'll be looking at
we are studying the
process now. So you heard it here, Heavenly Connection. That was the name of the individual. Thanks for being with us and, you know, look forward to more success stories from you. I'm speaking to Dato' Marco Siaw from Bayou Lagoon Park Resort.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.